As it has been the case, authorities in Uganda normally take remedial action after an incident, a practice which is now being seen with the Gulu City Education Department, who are yet to close schools that have failed to comply with the basic requirements and minimum standards indicators for education institutions, despite several warnings. In November 2025, the City Education Department announced that 130 private primary schools would not be allowed to reopen in the 2026 academic year after failing to meet the basic requirements and minimum standards indicators. According to an inspection report, the schools were found operating without licenses, lacking proper structures and employing unqualified teachers. However, 1 month into the first term of the 2026 academic calendar, none of the schools have been closed, and they continue to operate normally. In an interview with Mega FM, Richard Irenyo, the Gulu City Education Officer, said the schools were allowed to continue operating after they started working on the recommended guidelines to avoid closure. Uganda has strong legal frameworks on paper, but enforcement is weak, selective and hindered by corruption and inadequate resources. In April 2025, Lacks primary and secondary school in Labora Central Village, Labora Sub-County, Omoro District was closed following the gruesome murder of two female students inside their dormitory. The dormitory where the incident occurred was being illegally operated without clearance or inspection by the Omoro District Education Department to ensure it was safe for learners' accommodation.